And here he got drunk, and he woke up the following morning aboard of this whaler. He didn't know at first it was a whaler, but he was a sailor man. He knew, felt his way around. So when they were lying outside at sea, they got a bit of a move and got started. All this Shanghai crew, there's quite a lot of them, and they were nearly all farmers and yokels with straw still in their ear holes or something. They all had to lay aft, you see. The old man sat there in the saloon behind the long table, bird's leaf, bird's mate, bird's eye maple panel in or something like you see in Mystic here, all around him, you know, quite a splendid, awe-inspiring surroundings. Either side, in front of the table, were the two mates, the second mate and the chief mate. On the table was the ship's log, opened up. Now, Paddy was one of the last to go in, and he saw them going in and coming out, holding their faces like this.
29.
He thought something's happening. So when he got inside, he went in between the two mates. He looked at them. He saw this chap had his right hand in his pocket, and the other fellow on the side, he had his right hand in his pocket. There was the log book. So the captain says, I can tell by the cut of your jib you're a seaman. That's right, says Paddy. Aye, aye, sir, or something. Right, he said. You won't argue. He says, you know what's happened to you. Yeah, he's up in Shanghai.
29:30.
You going to sign the articles? Paddy says, he looks this way, he looks that way. He says, yes. Steward, four fingers nip of rum. The steward was standing by, four fingers nip, gave it to Paddy, and off he went. All the others said no, you see, and as they said no, two knuckle-bound fists, brass-bound fists, knuckle-dusters, hit them on the cheeks. That was it. They had to give in the finish anyhow. So that was Paddy. He had a tremendous background, Paddy Griffiths, and he gave me an awful lot of songs and shanties and four-bitters and
30.
Things like this. There's a whole string of these Irishmen. There was Spike Sinnott, another tough... He was an Irishman from... Five Points, New York. You know the tough nut he was. And Paddy Delaney, he was another one. They're all Paddies or something like that. These are the men of whom taught me when I was a young chap at a very impressionable age. But then I had a good sailor eyes.
30-30.
It's a good word now, died out. Which meant to say you hand reef and steer, you could turn in dead eyes and all this sort of thing. You really knew your job. And if you knew your job and then pushed yourself forward and said, well, I'm going to sing on this brace or halyard or something like that, they'd accept you. But they wouldn't accept a man who wasn't a seaman. So it took me a few years before I was recognized. But I'd already had a good store of these songs before I started picking them up elsewhere. As I say, from my family.
31.
My father used to sit with a button accordion, I think it was a Hohner with the four stops on the top, and he had a habit of laying down on the hearth, to my mother's annoyance, with his knees up in front of the fire with the button accordion on his knees playing Blow the Man Down, a roving and all this sort of thing. Well, I was a bit of a schoolboy, you know, so I had a very strong background in this, and I was always very interested wherever I went. Then of course I met
31, 30,
because I wasn't only in Anglo-Saxon speaking ships. I was in a German. For a short while, I was in a Frenchman. And here I picked up more of the, mind you, they have shanties of their own, but very often they have, they're sort of based on English shanties. You get the French with Jean-François de Nantes, which is nothing more than our Pony Was a Warrior. And
32.
And so on and so forth. The Germans singing, low German. Ich have more than Hamburg of fear, Master Sane. To me howdy, to me howdy. Die Masten, so she fun to skip a scene bean. To me howdy, howdy, how. Which is no more than blow, boys, blow. Now, this is another shanty that nobody seems to... You see, because it's not a minor key, modal, Mixolydian.
32-30.
The great experts like Burt and other people don't touch them. So with the results, the commonest shanties sung by seamen have been neglected. Now, every blooming ship that headed for the 49 gold rush had to Frisco. Blow by his blow, by California, had a plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks
33.
Of Sacramento. Of course, there's some little, I'm not going to go into politics, but there's some little yarn here that either Stephen Foster pinched from the sailors, or when he's camped down races, the sailors pinched from Stephen Foster, but we'll leave that, let it go on all night talking about that. But it was sung, and there's quite a lot more. Even, I think it's Captain Wall, his first book he brings out, and he kicks a lot of shanties out, and then when he's been asked, well, I mean, his second or third or fourth or fifth edition, he says, I've been asked
33,
for a lot of these shanties, which are nothing more than music hall songs. And in that, he puts the one you sang last night, the smartest packet you can find. He considers that a music hall song. That's Wall, the great authority. And a few, well, they all have a bash at this sort of thing. Now, there's an old captain, one of the last, well, he was the last captain, as far as England was concerned, of a tea clipper. He died about
34
years ago. And he wrote a book, and he made the statement that shanties were only hauling songs. Capstan songs were not shanties. This is from his time in the China tea clippers. And Paddy said to me one time, he said, you know, he says, any old song can be sung at the pumps or capstan. And quite rightly so. They used to rope in march songs like
34, 30.
To Georgia and John Brown's something is, oh yeah, I can't give you that. John Brown's body is a, you know, whatever, it's rather naughty. I get mixed up sometimes because I haven't borderized these things and I get caught out at the last minute. And they also did the one, the Boer War, the Zulu War, you know, which in Dutch or South Afrikaans is a bit naughty. Mietjentruus, I hope no one knows Afrikaans.
Mietjentruus,
darle da ding dong, darle da ding dong, darle da ding dong. Mietjentruus, and darle da ding dong, darle da ding dong, and darle da ding dong. We are marching to Prince Aurier, oh, hi, Aurier. Icona, that means no good in Zulu. We are marching to Pretoria. Pretoria rules the waves. Now that was often used
35,
as a 30.
Song.
And sailors would rope in anything, you know, anything at all they heard ashore. You know, very often they used to go ashore in these Mediterranean ports, particularly your seamen. Of course, the opera in Italy was a poor man's sort of a thing, unlike in the other parts of the world where you've got to cross the earth to get into the Metropolitan Opera House or somewhere. But in Italy it was a cheap business.
36.
And sailors used to go ashore. They weren't exactly interested in opera, but a good shanty man would go along and say, now I wonder if I can find some new tunes. Now, one I can give you as an example, I think, if I can remember it, because I never planned this at all, is it's from not the Flieger Mouse. What does this tune come from?
36, 30.
Hold it, it's coming. Where they're hitting the anvils and the hammers. La 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 Fortman's up in the gods in the gallery. Fortman's, mind you. We used to sit there. I just sit through Wagner's Ring, the silly old pilgrim, Tannhaus. No, was it Tannhaus? I was standing by the, looking for the Holy Grail or something, standing by by a well, reciting all the
37:30.
Drove me selfish. I was about 12 or 13, you know. Drove me mad. That's why I went in for shantying afterwards. Anyhow, the sailors took this. Somebody went ashore in Italy or something. He got all of it and he said, England, fine hauling song on a bowling sheet. England, old Ireland, England, old Ireland, England, old Ireland, holly, holly. I mean, like in Hall the Ball and all that.
38.
Hall, you see, became a good sheet shanty. And this happened many times. You know, there are even people that make out that in the days of 1840s, yes, the Irish potato famine, and when thousands of mid-Europeans, your forefathers came from Germany, Austria, France, all over the place. Of course, there are lots of very religious people, not that we are nowadays. And they used to sing all sorts of hymns and that, you see. And there are people...
38:30.
I'm not sure it starts Heiliger Nacht or Stille Nacht, which is the beginning. Stille Nacht, Heiliger Nacht. Stille Nacht, Heiliger Nacht. Way, hey, blow the man down. And they've got an idea that the emigrants there, the sailors heard the emigrants singing these hymns and they turn them into shanties. I don't know. What shall I do now? Wind up or what? You're looking very serious. Now here, if you pass them round to me and if they don't come back to me, I'll play at merry hell. I've done, these are all paintings. I besides all this sort of thing, when I get a chance and I get home, I do a few marine paintings, which is not very often, don't get a chance. They are 3 foot by 28. They are oil paintings, and they illustrate a little...
39:30?
I didn't do them for that purpose at all. They just happened to come along like that. The first one... is a four-bit. They're singing four-bitters on the coastal head. You can pass them around smartly, please. I want to go home sometime for my lunch. And just glance at them. And with that, I'll say, cheerio. I've enjoyed being here.
Thank you, Stan. Stan will be doing some shanties and songs tomorrow, too. What's that? Okay, that's a good idea. We'll have the photographs of the paintings on the table. And, Dave, if you could make sure that they're anchored so they don't blow away. Maybe Patrice over in the corner
40-30.
Can give you something to help you with that. I have it on personal, as a result of personal experience and good authority, I know that if you take Stan out for clam cakes in Rhode Island, in the car on the way back, he'll sing you the Marching to Pretoria in the original English version, so you can understand. Stan's a real sucker for clam cakes. Also, you may be interested to know that Stan will be appearing 1 week from last night at Anna Christie on Bank Street in New London with Morgan and the shanty staff of Mystic Seaport Museum in a program of God knows what. And if you haven't seen Stan sing in that kind of environment, you might like to come beginning at 9 on Friday the 20th. It's one of the nice things about doing this is that so many friends, not only of mine, but of the museum.
41:30.
End of taped recording.